resilient hearts, turning breakdowns into breakthroughs. Discover a world where heartbreak, separation, and divorce are not the end of the road. Come along as we explore inspirational stories, professional insight, and actionable methods for overcoming setbacks and achieving success. Love on the Rocks, Detecting Warning Signs and Lifelines, Episode 4. Welcome back to Resilient Hearts, Turning Breakdowns into Breakthroughs. And I'm your host, Aparna Jadhav. How are you doing today? I hope all is well in your world. So in today's episode, which is the fourth episode of our series titled Love on the Rocks, Detecting Warning Signs and Lifelines, we'll further delve into the signs that your relationship or marriage may be in trouble. Building upon what we discussed in the previous episode, we'll continue our exploration of the signs that often go unnoticed, but can be crucial indicators of relationship in distress. These signs can provide valuable insights into the state of your relationship and often serve as a catalyst for positive change. Remember, our goal is to empower you with the knowledge and actions to work towards a healthier and happier relationship. For the sake of explaining the topic properly, I am going to give you several examples like before. Please note that these are common occurrences and deal with no person in particular. Yeah? Any resemblances are purely coincidental. Also, if you haven't had the chance to check out our earlier episode in this series, I highly encourage you to do so. So let's begin. Let's start with the first sign today. Neither of you is willing to compromise. Successful marriages thrive on mutual understanding and finding the middle ground, often through open communication. However, if one partner consistently refuses to compromise or only one person is making sacrifices, it suggests an imbalance within the relationship. This lack of willingness to meet halfway may indicate the potential end of the marriage. Arvind and Shri Kala had almost reached that stage in their life. Let's explore this further. How do you handle the situation if you are in such a state? We'll start by doing self-reflection. Begin by reflecting on your own willingness to compromise. Are there areas where you have been resistant to making concessions? Understanding your own behavior is crucial before addressing your partner's actions. Second would be open communication. Initiate an open and non-confrontational conversation with your spouse. Do not corner your spouse in this. Express your concerns about the lack of compromise in the relationship and your desire for a more balanced and mutually supportive partnership. Identify the non-negotiables. Both you and your partner should identify non-negotiable aspects of your relationship or personal boundaries that must be respected at all times. Clear boundaries can help establish a framework for compromise in other areas of life. Yeah? Explore your core needs. Discuss and understand each other's core needs and priorities in the relationship. Identifying what matters most to both of you can pave the way for finding common ground. Seek mediation where it's impossible to find the middle ground. Consider seeking mediation from a counselor. A professional mediator can help facilitate productive discussions and guide both the partners towards a compromise. Practice give and take. Make an effort to practice give and take in your relationship. Compromise involves both the partners making concessions for the benefit of the relationship. Seek opportunities to meet each other halfway. Revisit shared goals. Remind yourselves of the shared goals and dreams you once had as a couple. Reconnecting with these aspirations can motivate both of you to work together and find compromises that align with your long-term vision. Also, monitor your progress. Regularly assess your progress in terms of compromise and balance in the relationship. Are both of you making efforts to meet each other's needs? Regular check-ins can help maintain a healthy balance. You can begin by addressing the challenge of compromise within your marriage. Arvind and Srikala hailed from strict vegetarian families. But Arvind had grown up in a hostel and had pursued his studies overseas. He had started eating non-veg and was upfront about it with Srikala before the marriage as well. In the initial excitement, and as she liked Arvind so much, she was okay with him eating non-veg outside. And he agreed to never eat it at home to make it easy for Srikala. However, every time they went out, Srikala would choose a vegetarian option. And if Arvind would suggest a place where both the options were available, she would decline. Initially, Arvind gave in, but soon it started irritating him. After several attempts to make her understand, he gave up. He started going out with his friends more often as he enjoyed it. Soon this topic became a constant source of arguments between them. Jaya, Arvind's sister, had come to visit them and became a witness to what was happening. She decided to intervene and spoke to Srikala at length. She asked her how she would feel if Arvind would force her to eat non-veg. Srikala was very upset at it. She said she would hate it. Jaya then explained to her that just as Arvind accepts her and lets her be, she should also do the same. She could try to be more accommodating to Arvind. Taking her advice, Srikala spoke to Arvind and went along with him next time to a diner. To her surprise, it wasn't as difficult or smelly as she had imagined it. A little compromise from her side also got her many exotic dates with Arvind. Remember, compromise is a cornerstone of successful relationships, and both the partners should be willing to make concessions for the overall well-being of the partnership. Now let's start with the second sign. You have been asked to seek counseling, but one or both of you are unwilling to try it. This is a crucial point as it deserves our attention. When counseling or therapy is suggested as a means to work on the relationship, resistance or lack of commitment to the process can be telling. Let me share a real-life example. Jehan and Farzana have been asked several times to seek counseling due to their constant fights and arguments. However, they are at odds about seeking professional help. Jehan is open to it, but Farzana is reluctant. If conflicts escalate and the thought of separation or divorce is repeatedly expressed during arguments, it's a clear indication that the marriage is in a rocky stage. When it comes to improving your relationship, seeking support through counseling can be an important step. However, resistance or lack of commitment to this process can be an important signal to pay attention to. Let's dive into this further with a practical perspective. Open communication is very important in all relationships. Start by having an open and honest conversation with your partner about your concerns and state of your marriage. Listen actively to their perspectives as well. Explore options. Instead of framing it as therapy or counseling, discuss various ways you can work on your relationship together. This might include reading self-help books, attending workshops, or seeking advice from trusted friends or family members. If your partner is hesitant about therapy, propose seeking advice from a marriage counselor or a relationship coach. Highlight that this is not about the blame, but about finding solutions and improving your bond. Understand that change takes time and the process may not be smooth. Both the partners need to be patient and committed to the journey. Take some time to self-reflect. Reflect on your own feelings and expectations. Consider what you can do individually to contribute to a healthier relationship. Stay open to compromise. Be open to compromise and find a common ground. In a partnership, it's essential to work towards a shared goal of a more fulfilling relationship. "But I'm not mad, Jehan," said Farzana. "I don't want to go for counseling." "But why, Farzana?" Jehan kept asking and didn't receive any response from him. One day, Jehan's friend Neville mentioned that he saw Farzana often with an office colleague. Jehan couldn't hold himself back, and that day he followed Farzana and found out that she was actually involved with a colleague. He left from there and waited for her to return. Once she was back, he simply asked her, "If you had moved on, why couldn't you just be upfront about it? Why keep me hanging?" In a day, he moved out, and soon Farzana received a notice from Jehan's lawyer. Remember, taking action and addressing these concerns can be a significant step towards improving your marriage. It's about finding the right path forward together, one that suits both you and your partner as well. However, if you have already moved on, then however difficult it is for you, be upfront with your partner and take a clean break. It's better than all the lying you do to keep the other person involved while you are with someone else. You think that's fair? Fair to anyone? Now let's move on to the third side. Lack of emotional intimacy and frequent arguments. Emotional intimacy is vital for a healthy relationship and marriage. It is nurtured through a close friendship and it's extremely essential. However, when you and your spouse struggle to listen to each other's concerns and conflicts remain unresolved, it signifies underlying issues in the marriage. Picture Amardeep and Muskan, who constantly hit roadblocks when trying to communicate and frequently find themselves in explosive arguments. Such patterns indicate significant strain on the relationship. When emotional intimacy is lacking and conflicts remain unresolved, it can be a sign of underlying issues in the marriage. Let's delve into the practical steps to address this first. Active listening. Practice active listening when your partner is speaking. This means fully focusing on what they are saying without interrupting or formulating your response in your mind before they have completed, like we all do. Ask clarifying questions to ensure you understand their perspective. Empathy. Try to put yourself in your partner's shoes and understand their feelings and concerns. Empathy can go a long way in diffusing conflicts and rebuilding emotional closeness. Choose the right time and place. Timing matters in addressing issues. Pick a suitable time and a comfortable private setting to have important conversations. Avoid discussing sensitive topics during heated moments. Use I statements. When discussing your feelings and concerns, use I statements to express yourself without blaming your partner. For example, say, "I feel hurt when," instead of "you always make me feel." Yeah? Seek compromise. In conflicts, aim for compromise than trying to win the argument. Remember, it's about finding solutions that work for both of you and not just one person here. Dedicate quality time to spend together, doing activities you both enjoy. Reconnecting through shared experiences can help rebuild emotional intimacy. Try to reflect on past successes. Remind yourself of past challenges you've overcome together. Reflecting on the positive moments in your relationship can rekindle the bond that you share. Consider professional help. If you find it difficult to resolve conflicts on your own and feel that communication is consistently strained, consider seeking guidance from a relationship counselor or a therapist. They can provide tools and strategies to improve your communication. Now let's get back to Amardeep. So Amardeep was a single child and he came from a patriarchal family. His schooling was also in an all-boys school. He was an athlete and his friends were mostly men. Due to limited exposure to women, he often found communicating with Muskan frustrating. He thought Muskan was too sensitive and emotional about everything. Muskan, on the other hand, found him extremely rude and lacking sensitivity. Their fights became louder and louder, and Muskan would be crying every day after Amardeep left for work. Seeing this, Amardeep's father intervened. He spoke to one of his friends who was a couple's communication coach and told her what was going on. After Simran agreed to help Amardeep and Muskan, he asked them to visit her. Currently, both visit her once a week. Their communication has definitely improved and Amardeep is now beginning to enjoy Muskan's company better. Family background and our upbringing plays a major role in our marital life. Remember that improving emotional intimacy takes time and effort from both the partners. By taking these steps, you can work towards a healthier and more connected relationship. Our fourth sign highlights the impact of stress on our marriage. You and your spouse constantly stress each other out. This is a critical point to consider. When your partner becomes a source of exhaustion, stress, or emotional drain, it's a clear indication that the marriage requires attention. Reflect on the example of Raviraj and Mukta, who find themselves feeling constantly drained and overwhelmed in each other's presence. This sustained state of stress within marriage points to underlying issues that need to be addressed immediately. Let's explore some practical steps to address this issue first. Begin by prioritizing self-care. Make sure you're taking care of your own physical and emotional needs. This might involve exercise, meditation, or spending time doing activities you enjoy. Open communication with your partner about how you feel is very important. Share your concerns and encourage your partner to do the same. Listening to each other without any judgment is crucial. Establish healthy boundaries in your relationship. This includes respecting each other's personal space and individual needs. Boundaries can help reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed. Problem solving. Identify specific stressors within your relationship and work together to find solutions. Addressing issues head-on can reduce the ongoing stress. Dedicate quality time to connect with your partner. Remember and plan enjoyable activities on date nights that allow you to relax and enjoy each other's company without the weight of the daily stressors. Reduce external stressors. Identify the external source of stress that might be affecting your relationship, such as work-related issues or financial concerns. Seek support. Consider seeking support from friends, family, or a therapist who can provide guidance and perspective. Sometimes an outside perspective might be valuable in navigating challenges that you are facing. Practice gratitude, and this is so important. Take time to appreciate the positive aspects of your relationship and express gratitude for your partner's support and love. So Raviraj and Mukta, let's get back to them. They have started a business together. It's a startup and requires them to put a lot of time, effort, focus and energy into it. They often get their work home and as a result do not get any break at all. They are either working together or discussing business or matters relating to work. While their business is growing and thriving, it was taking a heavy toll on their marriage. One of the clients invited the couple to a wedding which was in a remote part of Rajasthan. They did carry their laptops, but the place literally had no network. Initially, they were worried and spoke to their client about the network issue. The client, who had also become their friend, asked them to relax and just enjoy while they were there. Soon they relaxed and after a very long time actually connected with each other deeply. The result was that they enjoyed the holiday so much. Both of them had missed each other but were at a loss at how to bridge the gap. The wedding had actually come into their life as a blessing and a much-deserved break from life. When it was time to return, both were eager to be back at work. However, they also realized the importance of time away from work and made it a rule to not carry their work home, to leave it at the office and just enjoy free time and each other at home. This work-life balance not only helped them relax, rejuvenate, and have a better relationship, but to their surprise, they actually were more productive at work. Remember, addressing constant stress in your marriage is about taking proactive steps to create a more supportive and nurturing environment. So this concludes our exploration of the signs that could indicate a relationship or a marriage is in danger. We've discussed the examples and strategies for understanding and addressing each sign as well. Before we wrap up, I want to remind you that if you are feeling lost, overwhelmed, or stuck in the aftermath of a relationship ending, I'm here to provide you with the support and tools you need to heal and create a happy future. Simply click on the link in the podcast description to book a free clarity call with me. During this call, we'll explore if we are the right fit to work together on your journey to the desired results. You can also visit my website www.aparnajadhav.com or connect with me on Instagram at aparnajadhav.coach. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Resilient Hearts, turning breakdowns into breakthroughs. In our next episode, we'll continue uncovering more signs, delving deeper into the complexities of relationships. Be sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Until next time, remember that recognizing these signs is the first step towards creating a healthier and a more fulfilling relationship. Till then, take care. Bye.